Stephen Ross spoke out yesterday. Turn that down a little bit, Brett. Said he's appalled to what he was hearing, what was going on basically in the locker room between the players, but says he's not going to rush the judgment. Basically, he's going to get all the information and figure out what exactly was going on. He's also scheduled to meet with Jonathan Martin. He hired Tony Dungy, Dan Marino, Jason Taylor, Don Shula, and Curtis Martin to change the culture in the Dolphins locker room. Word is Jonathan Martin would like to play again, but not in Miami. And the word is Jonathan Martin will release a statement via video. Last night, the Bucs jumped out 15-0 on the Dolphins, but Miami responded, even went into the fourth quarter with a 19-15 lead, but lost by three to O-line. Terrible, terrible. Allowed a couple sacks on some very crucial drives. Warren Sapp added to the Ring of Honor. Tim Tebow has a new angle, hired a broadcast agent to explore NFL and college TV jobs. The Pacers by 16 in the NBA over the Grizzlies. That's 8-0. Granger ready to practice. Four straight wins for Boston. Yeah, they beat Orlando by 15. The Bulls by 15 over the Cavs. D. Rose left with a strained hammy. ATL over the Bobcats by 9. The Rockets over the Raptors in double overtime. Get this, Dwight Howard, 18 points, 24 rebounds, 5 blocks, 2 steals, and an assist. And you want to call him Superman? D12 was backstage at a UFC event in Houston last month, and the Huffington Post is reporting that Howard said he would fight in a UFC fight for $10 million.
He would get punished. His career would be over, so he would need the $10 million.
Well, he said, if I get knocked out, I get knocked out. I don't think he needs the $10 million. Isn't this the same cat that just signed that big monster contract in Houston? So I don't know. Dana White was psyched, though. He said, listen, let me know when you're ready. We'll make that a pay-per-view event. Russell Westbrook of the Thunder, now an underwear model. And Boobie Gibson is clearly back on the market. At least Keisha Cole is out of his life. She's pictured, spotted out. She's all over the internet, spotted out with her new boo.
How you know that's her new boo?
Well, you ain't see him. They all hugged up.
I mean,
up.
I did see the picture, but that could have been like a, you know, a friend guy.
And they were
guy.
Out more than one night. Yeah, it was like a couple.
We're going to find out that guy sipping was, drinks, that guy's sip, gay. He's her gay buddy, and he's
tonight, college basketball, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10, all in action. Number 1, Kentucky hosting number 2, Michigan State. Number 4, Duke, yeah, taking on 5th-ranked Kansas. 3rd-ranked Louisville hosting Hofstra. And 10th-ranked Ohio State hosting Ohio. Super Ken with the sports, straight from the streets.